This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bill to ban certain types of semi-automatic weapons failed at the state legislature early this morning. Hundreds of people came to testify for and against the policy, sharing stories of violence and fears about losing rights. In the end, a legislative committee rejected the ban by a single vote, with three Democrats joining the panel's Republicans in opposition. A separate package of stricter gun laws is on its way to passing. Colorado researchers have identified disparities in who got life-saving lung treatment after they got COVID-19. A study published in the Annals of the American Thoracic Society says insurance data found men got the treatment more often than women. The same was true for people with private insurance instead of those with Medicaid. Here's Denver Health Dr. Anuj Mehta.
We don't understand where the disparities are coming from, and that's really should be the focus of some really aggressive research.
The life support system, called ECMO, helps people breathe after they get sick. One of the largest potato processors on Colorado's Eastern Plains could face fines for how they handled a mass layoff. Former workers at the Pro Health plant in Ray say the company failed to give a proper notice when it laid off dozens in late 2021. They're demanding back pay as part of a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court. The company remains in operation and has not commented on the suit. This is CPR News. Climate change is one of Colorado's most critical issues. You and your community need trusted and in-depth coverage to keep you informed. Come give at cpr.org/climate.